Welcome to Microsoft Build 2017. My name is Dan Silver, and I'm here to talk about how you can build productivity applications using the Microsoft Graph in JavaScript. Let's meet Sally. Sally is a software engineer that writes business applications for HR. Her applications are incredible. Her applications update org structures and employee records. She also writes applications that manages groups in her organization, modern Office 365 groups. Her applications also work with our Intune APIs on the Microsoft Graph, and she exports device user pairs to find out who is using which device. And her applications also use OneDrive to figure out OneDrive usage within her organization. And she's also writing applications to validate employee data in Azure AD. She is writing incredible applications all with the Microsoft Graph. So Sally needs to be able to quickly prototype on her different APIs. She wants IntelliSense because she wants to find mistakes in her code before she calls her APIs. And she wants to integrate with cloud services like Azure App Services or Azure Functions. So the question is there a tool available that Sally can use to be more efficient and write more incredible applications? Well, now there is. Sally can use the Microsoft Graph JavaScript SDK, which we are now announcing at Build 2017. She will be able to more quickly prototype against our APIs. This means she can easily send REST requests to and from the Microsoft Graph, and this JavaScript will run in the web browser and on the server side in Node.js. If you use TypeScript in your web development, our SDK will support this. Whether you like promises or callbacks, both are supported. And of course, this is open source on GitHub and published in the Node Package Manager, so you can easily install it. Our SDK is broken into two modules. The first module is how you send and receive requests to the graph. The second module is the types, like users, groups, and files. So in this example, we're sending a request to the me/people endpoint on the Microsoft Graph. We're switching to beta, and instead of getting all my contacts, I'm just going to get the top five. And instead of getting the contacts' names and emails, I'm just going to get their display names. So you can see, using our SDK, it is easy to build these requests in chain operations like version, top, and select. The second part of our SDK is the types. And this is published separately, so you can optionally use this. In this example, I'm downloading my inbox on the me/messages endpoint. When I download my inbox, I get back an array of all my messages. And I can cast this to a message property or a message entity. And using this entity, I now get IntelliSense. So if I say message.subject or message.toRecipients, I can actually get that IntelliSense in my editor. So for example, if I say here message.toRecipients, it knows that's an array because you can send it to many people. And I'd also like to point out that this TypeScript types can be used both in JavaScript and TypeScript. And I'll show you that later. So I'm going to now switch over to a quick demo. And first, we're just going to start off with some very basics. We're going to get a list of users in Azure AD. Then we're going to send some data to the Microsoft Graph by sending a POST request with some data. And then we're going to switch to a more complicated demo of using two different APIs on the graph, Excel and extensions, and put them together to make a very powerful application. So I'm going to switch to Visual Studio Code, but you could also use Sublime Text or Atom. And I'm going to start off by sending a very basic request to the Microsoft Graph. Here I'm sending a request to /me, which gets the profile of the authenticated user. So I'm sending it to /me on the beta endpoint. It's a GET request, and I've set a debugger by typing in debugger when we get the response back. So to execute this, I'm going to click F5, and it's now sending the request, and it should hit the breakpoint. There we go. And if I hover over the response, we see all this data about the logged in user. Now I'm just using a sample account right now, but if you were logged in with your personal Microsoft account, your work or school account, you would see that information here. Now let's go to the first demo I called out in the slides, which is getting a list of users from Azure Active Directory. So now instead of /me, we can change it to /users. And this gets a list of all the people in my organization. So this is everyone you see in Skype, everyone you can send emails to in Outlook. And this time we're getting back many users, not just one. So I'm gonna have a collection response of users. And because I'm casting to this user type, when I type, for example, console.log, say I wanna print out something about my users, and user dot, I see everything possible because we're using our SDK. So if I wanted maybe the names, and I forgot which name, I can actually go through here and see, oh, we have company name, display name, and we see it's a string, and it tells me a little description, the name displayed in the address book for the user. So let's try display name. And we can also try mail. So now if I save and run this find users function, we should get, let me comment out query Microsoft Graph. So we should now get a list of user names and email addresses for many users in my organization. And there we go. So you can see it was so easy because we're using this user model right here. If you want to see the entire model and everything that's available, you can say go to definition to see actually what properties are available in the user. For the second demo, let's actually send data to the Microsoft Graph. So an easy example is sending an email. So for example, an email has a subject, we're sending it to people, and the email is going to have something inside it, a body to it. So what if I forgot exactly the structure of this object? What if I accidentally said, well, what if my email, say, had two subjects, my subject and my subject two? And this could be an array. That's valid JavaScript, but the graph would give an error. So to improve this, let me undo that. And we can actually cast the message to a message entity in the graph. Now it is type checking this entire object. So it knows the subject should be a string. If I try to change the subject to a number, it's going to throw an error. Say two recipients, I accidentally have that as an object, but it should be an array because you can send an email to many people. It will give an error that says it's supposed to be an array of recipients, not a single recipient. And lastly, the body of the email. In the Microsoft Graph, you can send emails as text or HTML. So you can see I'm sending this as an HTML email, but what if I forgot that and I accidentally typed XML here? We even get IntelliSense on this. It's saying XML isn't a proper type. But what is a proper type? If I use my IntelliSense key, control space, we see the valid content types here are HTML and text. And I can select HTML, and the error goes away. To send this message on the Microsoft Graph, I'm now going to construct a request, users/me/sendmail. I'm going to post the message, the object I just created. So I'm going to uncomment sendmail, and let's try this function. And it says the mail was sent. And I think I sent it to myself, but I'm not going to check my email on camera, so you're going to have to trust me. The message actually was sent. So you can see it's really easy to get data from the graph and send data to the graph using our SDKs. So now that we have the basics down, let's switch to a more useful example besides just listing users and sending email. If we combine two different APIs in the Microsoft Graph, extensions and Excel, we can create something very powerful. Extensions are generally available at Build Conference, and they allow you to add your own data to the graph. So before, say you want to add some extra data to users, like their Twitter handle, their age, and their city of where they're from, you might have to have your own database. Now you can actually add your own data directly to the graph and keep your data closer to the source so it stays in sync. So for this demo, we're going to add those three properties, Twitter, handle, age, and city, to the Microsoft Graph for employees in our company. So where are we going to get this data from? Well, let's use Excel. So we can have an Excel spreadsheet that will list in columns their email address, their Twitter, their age, and their city, and every row is going to be a different user. The second part is now that we have that data in Excel, let's extend the graph and actually send the post request to extend the users. And third and last, we're going to verify this data was saved in the Microsoft Graph by using a tool called the Graph Explorer, which allows us to easily try things out before actually writing the code. So let's give it a shot. So I have an Excel spreadsheet here, and just to give you a visual idea of what we're gonna do, in column one is gonna be an email like john@contoso.com. In column two is gonna be some Twitter handle, and then we're gonna have a city and an age. But I don't wanna type all this out myself for the demo. I could have, but let's use some code, why not? So I have a second file here, and all of this will be available on GitHub, where we're gonna use a library called Chance.js to randomly generate some fake data for the sample. It's gonna randomly generate a Twitter handle, an age, and a city for some users. And I just picked out a few here, just a few random users in my company. So it's gonna, for each of those users, generate some random data, and we're gonna add it to this Excel workbook. So let's give it a shot. I uncommented the function, insert sample data. I'll hit F5 to run it. And if it works, we should hit the breakpoint right here on the patch line. And we hit the breakpoint, and error is null, which is a good sign. And in the response, we see some data from the Excel API. But really, we could just open this file back in Excel, and we see all of our data was programmatically entered into our Excel workbook. How cool is that? So now that we have some sample data, and I'm not sure why the first one was a hyperlink, but yeah, that should work. So let's, now that we have the sample data, actually extend users in the Microsoft Graph. So I'm going to comment out the sample function. And the next thing I did was I created an open extension with their Twitter handle, that's a string, their age is a number, and their city is a string. So the first step is we're going to download from the Excel workbook all the data inside it. And that's called the used range. Where in Excel, from A1 to E5, where is the data? We're going to get it, and then we're going to iterate through every row, which is one row is one user, and we're going to post this data as an extension to the users/email/extensions endpoint. And if this works at the end, we should see a message that says, done saving user data. So let's go ahead and try this. And insert is commented out, so I will hit F5 to run it. And this one might take a few seconds because it's downloading data from Excel and then uploading the data to the user's extensions. So let me open the console, and we see done saving user data. So I'm pretty sure it worked. So to make sure it worked, we could query the graph to see to get the data, to get the user, and to get their extra information we added. But we could also use a tool called the Graph Explorer that lets us just visually see what's in the graph. So I'm going to copy this query that I wrote, and I'll show you in a second what this does. But this is the Graph Explorer that easily lets us try out different queries. Like, I can get my profile, and I can see, oh, I'm signed in as this user. So I'm actually going to select one of the users that we added a Twitter account for. And we're going to expand on extensions to see what extra data have we added to the Microsoft Graph. So if I run this query, we're going to see, oh, this user happens to be a conference room. That's fine, because in the graph, users could be rooms or people. We see their mail. But in extensions, we also see the extra data that we have added from our application. The user details extension with their Twitter, age, city, and a randomly generated ID. So you can see, it was so easy to add this extra data to the graph. So I hope you enjoyed this demo. I encourage you to give it a try yourself. Download our SDK by visiting our repo on GitHub. We also have our documentation site at developer.microsoft.com/graph. And I'd like to ask, if you think we should continue developing our JavaScript and TypeScript SDKs and APIs, please star the repos. If you find issues, file the issues. That will be great feedback to us, so we know that you're interested in these SDKs. There's also other build sessions on Channel 9. And of course, there's Microsoft Virtual Academy, where you can continue learning about technology. Thank you, and happy coding.